This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know that phrase, too good to be true? Well, say hello to electronic health records. Back in 2005, RAND said that electronic medical records could save us $81 billion a year. And it does stand to reason, efficiencies, fewer errors, all that kind of thing. And lots of people thought so as well. But maybe you can guess where this is going. RAND has a new report out which says the economic potential of electronic healthcare records hasn't been realized at all, not even close. From the Marketplace Help Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein reports.
If you're a doctor, it's pretty easy to understand why electronic health records fall short.
I often describe it as cutting-edge 1995 technology.
Ashish Jha is an internist and health policy professor at Harvard.
A lot of these electronic health records are cumbersome. It's terrible.
Not only that, but often one hospital system can't sync with another's. To many, this is no surprise. Dr. Arthur Kellerman, one of the authors of the RAND study, says programs were designed to reflect the old values of our healthcare system, like billing.
Fast financial processing, accurate documentation of what was done for billing and coding purposes, because that's where dollars flow in American medicine.
Kellerman says here's the real danger. As a doc, it's hard to invest about $50,000 to $100,000 in a health record system that might not be a permanent solution. So lots of providers are sitting on the fence. That, Kellerman says, just perpetuates the inefficiencies that plague the industry.
We have a healthcare system that the Institute of Medicine estimates is wasting $750 billion a year. Our country can't afford $750 billion for stuff that doesn't make you feel better or get better.
The antidote? Entrepreneurs. Kellerman says it's just a matter of time before the right person designs something intuitive and easy that turns the health industry on its head. He's hoping that someone comes along pretty soon. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.